How often do you find yourself saying, "I messed up. I should have done better. I'm not good enough, strong enough, or even smart enough." It seems that we have lots of compassion for others' mistakes, their overwhelm, or challenges, but little compassion for our own. What I've discovered in working with my coaching clients is that self-compassion is a critical skill. It's essential to survive and thrive in our demanding, always on, and available world. Now, self-compassion doesn't mean we don't work hard or hold ourselves up to a high standard. What it does mean is recognizing that we are human. We might make mistakes, get tired, or feel overwhelmed. Showing ourselves compassion means recognizing that we're really doing our best. It's showing the same compassion to ourselves that we would show to a friend. Self-compassion expert Kristen Neff describes it as changing our inner dialogue from critical to supportive, understanding, and caring. Here's a mindfulness practice you can use to cultivate greater self-compassion. If you're doing this at the office, please find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Close your office door or even post a sign indicating you're taking a break. You may want to start with 5 minutes and see if you can gradually build up from there. Please find a comfortable seated position. Let your eyes close, either fully or partially, whatever feels most comfortable for you. Take a few deep breaths to settle into your body and the present moment. Locate your breathing where you can feel it most easily. Could be the stomach, chest, or diaphragm. Feel how your breath moves in your body. And when your attention wanders, and I can promise you it probably will, feel the gentle movement of your breath once again in your body. After a few minutes, start to notice any physical sensations of stress that you may be holding in your body. Perhaps it's in your neck, your shoulders, your belly, your forehead. Also notice if you're holding on to some difficult emotions, such as worry about the past or concern about the future. Understand that every human being bears some kind of stress and worry throughout the day. Now, offer yourself some goodwill because of what you're holding in your body. Offer words of kindness and compassion to yourself. For example, may I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. Repeat these phrases again and again, slowly and gently. When you notice that your mind has wandered, simply return to these words. If you ever feel overwhelmed with emotion, you can always return to your breathing. You can also name the emotions and also find where that emotion might be in your body and soften that area. Then, when you're comfortable, return back to the phrases. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. finally, take a few breaths and just rest quietly in your body. Know that you can now return to these phrases anytime you wish. When you're ready, gently open your eyes and come back to the present moment.